From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Explosions and gunfire have been reported in the capital of Burundi a day after a top general launched a coup attempt while the president was out of the country. It remains uncertain who is in control of the country, as daily political protests in Bujumbura appear to have given way to clashes between rival political factions. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports from Bujumbura.
To me, right, I'm hearing a lot from the area around the ruling party headquarters. We understand that police and military who are loyal to the president still are guarding that area, trying to make sure that other people don't enter there, and that could be why we're hearing some firing. We've also seen some of the major radio stations have been burned, attacked, so you see some smoke on the horizon. And overall, it's just a very tense situation. We don't really know what's going to happen next.
That's Gabe Joslow, VOA's reporter in Burundi. U.S. President Barack Obama and senior officials from six Gulf nations are continuing their summit Thursday on issues in the Middle East, including a potential nuclear deal with Iran and the fighting in Iraq, Syria, Yemen, and Libya. Talks with the members of the Gulf Cooperation Council began with a working dinner Wednesday night at the White House before shifting Thursday to the Camp David presidential retreat, which is located 100 kilometers north of Washington. His deputy national security advisor, Ben Rhodes, told Al-Hurra on Wednesday that one of the goals of the summit is to examine military capabilities and also to discover ways for the Gulf countries to both work together and with the United States. This is VOA News.
We're not looking at a binding treaty like we have with NATO countries, which is something that was painstakingly negotiated and developed over many years. But we are looking at a clear commitment from the United States that we will come to the defense of our GCC partners in the face of external threats. And we've shown in the past that includes potentially the use of military force, as we did in the Gulf War.
That was Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes. The Taliban claimed responsibility Thursday for an hours-long attack on a guest house in the Afghan capital that killed 14 civilians, including several foreigners. Kabul Police Chief Abdul Rahman said the attack began Wednesday night when gunmen began shooting at the Park Palace Hotel during a party for foreigners. 5 hours later, it ended with police killing three assailants, he said. The U.S. Embassy said one American was among the dead, while Indian officials said four Indians were killed. Taliban statement said the militants targeted the party because of the presence of Americans and that only one suicide bomber armed with automatic weapons carried out the attack. The United Nations assistance mission in Afghanistan condemned the killing of civilians, noting the nearly 3,000 civilian casualties in the first 4 months of this year were the highest it had ever recorded. Southeast Asian governments continue to press unwillingness to take in boatloads of migrants and refugees abandoned at sea by people smugglers, worsening an already dire humanitarian crisis. Activists estimate as many as 8,000 so-called boat people remain adrift, many without adequate food or water after a Thai crackdown on a vast people smuggling ring disrupted the criminal transportation networks. Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand, three countries where the migrants and refugees have tried to reach, say the desperate migrants are not their responsibility. Earlier this week, over 1,000 abandoned boat people swam ashore in Malaysia. Chinese President Xi Jinping has welcomed Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to his family's ancestral hometown for a visit expected to help boost diplomatic and economic ties. The meeting Thursday is seen as a gesture of goodwill between the two Asian giants who have been dealing with a long-standing border dispute. It is the first time President Xi has hosted a foreign leader in the family's hometown, and it is rare for Chinese leaders to welcome visitors outside Beijing. Legislation that would end the U.S. National Security Agency's massive collection of telephone records of ordinary Americans has been overwhelmingly approved by the House of Representatives. The legislation, known as the USA Freedom Act, passed Wednesday by a vote of 338 to 88. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.